It's Monday, April 8th. I'm Trayvell Anderson.
And I'm Josie Duffy Rice. And this is What a Day, the pod that likes our music fast and American.
Chechnya last week banned new music from being too upbeat or too slow. Officials say it's to preserve their own culture, but I've got to say, you should break the law for Beyonce's Yaya.
You gotta break the law. It's called civil disobedience, and it is what we are doing.
There we go.
On today's show, it's the total eclipse of our hearts. We'll talk about the excitement over this afternoon's space event. Plus, undefeated South Carolina takes home the trophy in the NCAA Women's Championship game.
Something happy coming out of South Carolina.
Truly.
I love this for me. But first, an update on Israel's war on Gaza. Israel announced Sunday it's reducing its military presence in the besieged territory. But this should not be interpreted as a sign that the war may be over. In fact, an Israeli Defense Force spokesman told the BBC, quote, "War can only be over when the hostages come home and when Hamas is gone."
So what is the current state of the devastation over there in Gaza?
Well, it has officially been 6 months since Hamas attacked Israel, which they say was a response to decades of occupation and more. And in that attack, Hamas killed 1,200 Israelis and kidnapped 250 hostages. Since, Israel's military has killed more than 33,000 Gazans in response. They've left the surviving Palestinians on the brink of famine. And as we've covered on the show, the longer Israel, under Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, continues waging this war against Hamas, killing tens of thousands of civilians in the process, endangering the lives and livelihoods of millions more, the more Israel loses favor with both the international community and a growing domestic contingent.
So I know that we've had conversations recently about the latest ceasefire talks. What is going on with those?
Yeah, so this weekend also marked a return to the negotiation table. Both Hamas and Israel sent delegations to Cairo yesterday to begin fresh talks. Hamas's demands, though, remain unchanged, which include a permanent ceasefire and withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza, the ability for displaced folks to return to their homes, and they want to exchange Palestinian prisoners for the Israeli hostages they're holding. As we know, Israel has not budged, but the fact that they've returned to the negotiating table, at least, is definitely hopeful.
We also can't ignore that this time, as they return to negotiating a deal, it's under the specter of increased and more explicit pressure from the U.S. on Israel. Is that right?
Absolutely. And it's currently manifesting as pressure in Congress on President Biden and his administration. Following the deaths of the 7 World Central KitchenAid workers last week, an attack Israel has claimed responsibility for, saying that they thought the workers were Hamas operatives, more moderate Democrats in Congress have begun to change their tune. And then you have more progressive Democrats who sent a letter last Friday to the President and Secretary of State Antony Blinken, urging them to both rescind a recent transfer of military arms to Israel and hold any future transfers if Israel, quote, fails to sufficiently mitigate harm to innocent civilians in Gaza, including aid workers. Of course, this is an ongoing story, so we'll be sure to update y'all on any meaningful shifts going forward.
Now turning to some exciting news in the skies. Today is the day, Trayvell. A total solar eclipse is crossing North America. And 15 states are within what they call the path of totality. So if you live in the path from Texas to Maine, you will likely be able to experience what is only the second total solar eclipse to be visible in the U.S. in the 21st century.
Okay, so what time should I be ignoring my slacks, putting my phone on do not disturb if, you know, I want to watch the whole thing?
Well, you're in California, so you got to be on slack because you won't be saying anything. But it will be visible starting in Texas at about 1:27 Central and will end up in Maine at about 3:35 Eastern. So it'll be across America for about a little over an hour. And each place is just going to get a few minutes of eclipse time, around 4 minutes, before it keeps moving. So if you're in the path, make sure to look up the exact time to pay attention.
Gotcha. Okay, so now let's take it back to, you know, school really quickly for those out there who may not have paid attention during Earth science. Remind us, what exactly is a solar eclipse?
So basically, it happens when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun. So it basically turns a little sliver of the Earth dark during what would normally be sunlight hours. And solar eclipses occur every 18 months or so, but unlike a lunar eclipse, where basically the entire night sky experiences it, solar eclipses could only be viewed by a very small sliver of the world, which means they only occur in any specific place every like 350 to 400 years. So very rare and very exciting event. You may remember that there was an eclipse back in 2017. That one ran the path of Oregon to South Carolina. Famously, Donald Trump looked straight at it. Remember those pictures?
Listen, doing what he was told not to do, okay, as usual.
Mm-hmm. There have been two in the U.S. relatively recently, but most of the people that could see the first from home will not be able to see the second and vice versa.
That is right, unless they traveled, and we know that so many people did.
Oh, yeah. This has become a major, major travel event. There's a map showing that Airbnb bookings are basically completely sold out along that path of totality. And it turns out that eclipse viewings can actually bring in major cash and tourists to places that may not normally be like real tourist attractions, like Rochester, New York. Rochester, New York is expected to get 500,000 visitors for the eclipse, and local authorities claim that the city could make as much as $12 million from this visit. So, you know, pretty good money being made on the solar eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, hotels in some of these places are suddenly very expensive. According to the New York Times, there's a Super 8 in Grayville, Illinois, that is currently advertising $949 a night per room.
Mm-mm.
Super 8 in Grayville.
Mm-mm.
Its normal rate is $95 a night. So some people are getting paid.
I'm going to say, ain't no Super 8 worth that much money. I'm going to let you know that now, okay?
I'm not $949 Super 8 rich, but if you are, way to go. Meanwhile, our own executive producer, Adrian Hill, is actually in Texas right now. She planned this trip way back in September, and here she is talking about what's going on there.
Hey, I'm here in Dallas to see the eclipse with my family. There are a whole lot of people here with the same idea. Folks wearing eclipse t-shirts, people selling eclipse glasses, lots of parties getting set up, and really excited and hoping the weather holds.
Adrian, if you're listening, I would love an eclipse t-shirt. I just want one eclipse t-shirt.
Well, shout out to everyone who traveled for this experience. But we know that this is also big for scientists. What are they watching for today?
So Scientific American says that this eclipse could give scientists the ability to, quote, predict the appearance of the sun's outer atmosphere, which is also known as the corona. No relation to the virus. Separate things. Apparently, that is going to help scientists, quote, test their understanding of how the sun's magnetic field governs the star's atmosphere. I am glad someone is testing that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are looking at the eclipse, you have to wear special glasses or you risk seriously damaging your eyes. And don't try to look through your phone either. Even through your phone, you have to have a special lens filter to capture the eclipse or else your eyes will be damaged and your phone will be damaged. And then you'll have nothing. Nothing to live for. And don't forget to ensure that your glasses are certified for eclipse viewing. As you can imagine, a lot of eclipse glasses scammers are out there selling glasses that are not going to sufficiently protect you. So do your research.
Do your research.
And that is the latest for now. We will be back after some ads. What a Day is brought to you by Fast Growing Trees. Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S., with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers. They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Plus, Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever.
We love Fast Growing Trees here. I keep telling you that the mini plants that I've gotten from these folks are yet hanging on. And that's not because I have a green thumb, okay? This spring, Fast Growing Trees, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code WAD at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code WAD at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code WAD. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
What a Day is brought to you by Ulta Beauty. This AAPI Heritage Month, Ulta Beauty is celebrating the joy of belonging. Belonging to a community composed of intricate connections, belonging to our past and our future, to the heritage and birthright that is beauty.
Ulta Beauty shines a light on the AAPI community, passing the mic to brand founders and creators to tell their stories centered on heritage, joy, and beauty. They carry AAPI-owned and founded brands like Live Tinted, Peach & Lily, Glamnetic, Tree Hut, and more. Shop AAPI-owned and founded brands at Ulta Beauty stores and Ulta.com.
What a Day is brought to you by Books. This Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She absolutely deserves the best, and that's why you should send her farm fresh flowers from Books. That's short for bouquets. Books has modern designs and unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. And with 20% off, you can send some to mom, your wife, your auntie, even your granny, okay?
Anyone who deserves flowers in your life. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be holiday specific. You get flowers, you're getting flowers, everyone's getting flowers. Go to Books.com and use promo code WAD for 25% off. That is BOUQS.com, promo code WAD, Books promo code WAD.
Now let's wrap up with some headlines.
Headlines.
Former President Donald Trump's campaign said it raised more than $50 million this weekend at a Florida fundraiser with a bunch of big money donors. The event was held at the Palm Beach home of billionaire investor John Paulson. The $50 million haul, if true, would be a single event fundraising record, though the number hasn't been verified. Attendees were encouraged to donate the maximum amount they could, which was a little more than $800,000, which would be divided up between Trump's campaign, the RNC, and more. Naturally, a portion of that money will also go toward paying Trump's mounting legal bills, according to the Washington Post. Trump's campaign is also playing fundraising catch-up to President Joe Biden with roughly 7 months to go to Election Day. Late last week, the Biden campaign announced it raised $90 million in March and had close to $200 million on hand. That's more than double the cash on hand Trump and the RNC reported.
A man was arrested and charged on Sunday for starting a fire outside Senator Bernie Sanders' congressional office in Vermont. Officials said that on Friday, 35-year-old Shant Sogomanian doused the door to the senator's office with some kind of liquid before setting it ablaze. The fire did damage some of the building's interior, but no one was hurt. Sanders was not in his office when the incident occurred. According to Vermont's U.S. attorney, Sogomanian was arrested yesterday and charged with using fire to damage a building used in interstate commerce, a federal crime that carries a maximum 20-year prison sentence. But his motive is still unclear. Local and federal authorities are still investigating the incident.
Mexico's government said it was cutting off diplomatic ties with Ecuador late Friday. The announcement came after police in Ecuador raided the Mexican embassy in the country's capital of Quito to arrest Ecuador's former vice president, Jorge Glass. Let's give you the backstory. Glass, a leftist, was forced from office in 2017 and convicted of bribery in two different cases. Then he was released early from a 6-year prison sentence tied to one of those convictions after his lawyers argued he wasn't safe behind bars. But Glass faced even more charges for embezzling public funds, and in December he sought political asylum at Mexico's embassy. He claimed he was being politically persecuted by Ecuador's center-right government. His arrival at the Mexican embassy increasingly strained relations between the two countries. That brings us to last Friday, when Mexico officially granted Glass's asylum request just hours before the raid. Glass was transferred to a maximum security prison on Saturday. Mexico's left-wing president Andrés Manuel López Obrador called the raid a violation of international law, and Mexico's foreign minister says she will take the issue to the UN's International Criminal Court in The Hague.
And finally, it was an exciting finish to the women's NCAA tournament title game yesterday.
Here's Johnson. Johnson, the pull-up. No. Rebound. Snare. Cardoso! Unstoppable!
That is part of ESPN's coverage when the South Carolina Gamecocks played against and beat the Iowa Hawkeyes. The champions were undefeated all season. Wild. Only the 10th in college women's basketball history to do so. And Iowa guard Caitlin Clark played her last game of her record-shattering college career. She may not have secured a championship title while in college, but she scored the most points in Division I women's or men's history and brought in a new wave of fans for women's basketball. Her legacy is undeniable. Take a listen to this ESPN clip of South Carolina head coach Dawn Staley after Sunday's game.
Caitlin Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the GOATs of our games, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, it was an incredible game. South Carolina was amazing, and it has really been an incredibly spectacular season of women's college basketball. We are so excited for all the ladies heading to the WNBA, including this year's MVP, USC's Camila Cardoso, also Caitlin Clark, and also LSU's Angel Reese. Tonight, Purdue and UConn face off in the men's NCAA championship game.
Also, shout out to Coach Staley for coming out, you know, in favor of trans women playing women's sports as well. She's having a great weekend, I would say.
I love Coach Staley. I mean, was incredible as a player, incredible as a coach.
We love to see it.
We love to see it. And those are the headlines.
One more thing before we go. Can Biden win over the Nikki Haley crowd, or will Beyonce have to save our asses with the power of music again? It's a question that could swing the election, and one that Dan Pfeiffer and guest Alyssa Cass explore on the latest episode of Polar Coaster. Listen in to find out exactly how many stress dreams you should be having per night. To get access to this series and other subscriber exclusives, head to crooked.com/friends.
That is all for today. If you like the show, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, congratulate the Gamecocks, and tell your friends to listen.
And if you are into reading and not just my horoscope during an eclipse like me, Well Today is also a nightly newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at crooked.com/subscribe. I'm Trayvell Anderson.
I'm Josie Duffy Rice.
And don't look directly at the sun.
Don't do it.
Listen, y'all know better, okay?
Yeah, it's not worth it.
What a Day is a production of Crooked Media. It's recorded and mixed by Bill Lance. Our associate producers are Raven Yamamoto and Natalie Bettendorf. We had production help today from Michelle Aloy, Greg Walters, and Julia Clare. And our showrunner is Leo Duran. Adrian Hill is our executive producer. Our theme music is by Colin Gilliard and Kashaka.
As a chef and a restaurant owner, I'm as meticulous about my cookware as I am about my ingredients. That's why I love Made In Cookware. Each pan they make isn't just designed to perform, it's crafted to last. As a mom, I love that I can trust Made In. It's made from the world's finest materials, so I can feel good about what I'm feeding my family. I'm Chef Brooke Williamson, and I use Made In Cookware.
I'm Oren Siegel, and I've been fighting extremism, anti-Semitism, and hate for more than 20 years. You should subscribe to our podcast, Extremely, to get a unique perspective on the daily work and the people who have dedicated their lives to exposing, fighting, and disrupting extremism, anti-Semitism, and all forms of hate. We bring you the stories of people and communities not only impacted by hate, but who offer new perspectives and ways to push back. You can find Extremely wherever you listen to podcasts.